for operations is a running number used in operation. The size must be big. If in addition you have an Erlich number, not a problem, but we must not have the both numbers by the same size. If not, in operations, the operator will have confusion. Therefore, for me, the Erlich should be small, and the running number must be big. Of course, if the keepers want to use the Erlich number as operational number, it's, he can do it. If there is no EVN allocated by an authority, he has the right to do what he wants. But in this case, he can write it also in big. But the official Erlich number is the plate, written Erlich and the number. But if you want, in addition, the Erlich numbers, the 16 figures in big, if you want to do so. Therefore, for me, Erlich is not difference of running number. For me, running number is a number used in operation by the operator. It must be painted in big letters or figures to be easily readable. And Erlich is more, we say, a legal number or a financial number that must be checked so by an easy manner. Therefore, the size must be enough to be read, but necessary from far. It's only to identify clearly, precisely, because there is an investigation due to some questions on financing or something else, and then you have to identify the vehicle. The purpose is different. Therefore, my running number is different of Erlich. Erlich is on the plate. Running number is in big. Could be the same number, but of course, when it's out of the scope of ERA and so on, because in this case, we have another manner to... But perhaps in small railways, small networks, outside the scope of interoperability or outside the EU, they have own rules. Perhaps if they want to use the Erlich number to make it simple, they can do it. It's not my